Excellent work, Commander. I have no doubt that our coalition would prove to be successful. If that weapon fires, I have no choice but to launch every weapon I have against the United States. Do I make myself clear? Commander, please hurry. We need the path cleared to land our forces. Sorry for the delay, Commander. Circumstances beyond our control, I'm sure you understand. Commander, you've rained on my glorious parade. For this, I'm sending everything I got at you. But I won't let you have the satisfaction of catching me. I'm escaping to the one place that hasn't been corrupted by capitalism. Sbrace! Are you not going to make it to my send-off, Commander? Dos vidania, Commander. I'll send you a postcard from my space station. Oh, you made it all this way just to fail at the end. Such a shame. You'd think you can just show up on my doorstep unannounced? Well, come and get me. I'm ready for you. How you made it this far with so little, I do not know. But it all ends. Now. No! This can't be happening. I'm the Premier. I control time. General Krukov wouldn't be disappointed if you were defeated, comrade. Such a failure would reflect badly on my leadership, and he would use that perception to bolster his power. Prove him wrong. Yes! Excellent job. The port is ours, and the Empire is on the run now. We have discovered the malignancy within, Commander. The traitor is General Krukov. He is the dirty swallow responsible for the attempt on my life. Cut up the cancer. Destroy him before he destroys us all. Commander, I am giving you a field promotion and ordering you to attack General Krukov. He is the traitor who made the attempt on my life. Finish him. Nice work, comrade. You had done well in exterminating the traitorous General Krukov. It is good to know I can rely on you. Welcome to Easter Island. The Allies approach, Commander. Lead them into the trap. Commander, I have a surprise for you. I'd like to introduce you to my new toy, the Tesla tank. I'm sorry, Commander, but nothing will stand in my way. Especially not a fool like you. Now, I must have victory. I am the Premier. This is my timeline. Good show, Commander. Bloody well done. Those assault destroyers you just reclaimed are going to be very useful in taking down those island fortresses. Sir, Penishitenko is on the line.
For him true, Lieutenant, gentlemen.
Field Marshal Bingham. I wanted to personally thank you for all your efforts in making this partnership successful.
Well, that's appreciated, but you should thank our commander here. He's the one who led the assault on Gibraltar.
It is indeed a pleasure, Commander. I hope you were satisfied with Natasha's contribution on the battlefield. She's one of our finest.
Yes, well, we're going to need Natasha and every other resource at your command if we're going to take down that floating fortress in the North Atlantic.
I concur. Good luck, gentlemen.
Thank you. This menace has put a chokehold on all naval movement in the North Sea. But with our assault destroyers and the help of the Soviets, we might just have a chance. Godspeed, Commander.
That was bang on brilliant, Commander. Excellent work. And I have to say, the Soviets are proving to be a valuable ally.
Sir, Premier Chudenko is on the line. He says it's urgent.
We won't stand for this treachery, Bingham. Do you hear me? My advisors warned me against trusting you allies.
Sorry, treachery. What the hell is going on? Eva! Sir, apparently one of our satellite relay systems is targeted directly at Moscow. Its source is an American command post I didn't even know existed. It's at the site of Mount Rushmore Monument in South Dakota.
What? Oh, Ackerman. Get the president on the line. What's happening at this Mount Rushmore Command Center, Mr. President? Those Reds are playing you for a fool, my friend. And as long as I'm the president of these United States, I can't allow them to lead this dance. Bingham, you can thank me later when this is all over.
When what's all over? Ackerman!
Oh, God. He's clearly out of his tree. You need to stop him, Commander, before he undermines our alliance with the Russians. Commander, as you can see, our situation is shockingly grim. All our divisions are concentrated in Europe, pushing the Allies west. This Empire knows very well that we're vulnerable right now. They will be expecting us to fall swiftly. At this very moment, their invasion force moves relentlessly towards Leningrad. I have chosen you to defend the USSR in this difficult hour because I need a commander who does not believe in defeat. Someone who will not simply drive our enemies back, but ultimately annihilate them, humiliate them, and show them no mercy. General Kirchhoff, would you like to meet our new commander?
New commander?
Yes. We're sending him to protect Leningrad, even though I told you it was foolhardy to try and defend that city. If Leningrad falls, the Soviet people will begin to lose hope.
Yes?
Well, I wish him luck then. The Empire's technology is highly advanced, and he will likely be vastly outnumbered, but of course, it is an honor to sacrifice one's life for the motherland, is it not?
Indeed.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a nation to defend. Comrade Dasha will be your information officer and will coordinate all our communication.
Thank you, Your Excellency. Commander, the armies of the Empire are closing in as we speak.
Make haste, Commander. Time is of the essence.
Very impressive, Commander. Clearly, you are quite resourceful.
Yes. Too bad Leningrad was merely a diversion meant to pull our forces from where they were actually needed. Maybe next time your efforts will be of more use.
General, I've just been notified that the Imperial forces are moving towards Moscow. They are currently nearing our old satellite launch facility at Krasna 45.
Krasna 45? We might be able to use that facility against them. You see, Commander, while you were hiding behind the barricades in Leningrad, our enemy was thrusting deeply into the motherland's tender nether regions. This time to show some backbone and take the fight to the enemy. Stop them before they get any closer to Moscow. Another victory, Commander. I knew my faith in you was not misplaced. General, we have pushed the Empire out of much of the motherland, but we will never win this war without our navy. We need to recapture our port at Vladivostok. Why don't we assign the young commander to that task? Don't be ridiculous, Cherdinko. The Empire has a massive force there. This is not an operation for a novice. We need someone with Vastik. I have full confidence that the commander will be victorious. I don't share your confidence. I appreciate your point of view, General, but this is not your decision. Yes, you have made that quite clear. Commander, the General was correct about one thing. We need our navy if we are going to win this war. Destroy the Imperial forces occupying our port. My fellow Americans, I am humbled that you have chosen me to be your new president. And I am honored to lead our country forward during these dark and dangerous times. The Soviet Union's recent push into Europe threatens our very existence as a nation. We've deployed troops and equipment to our European allies, but we haven't yet fully committed to this fight. Until now. I've introduced a bill which will quintuple the resources we are putting towards this conflict. Today, I say it is time for America to take a stand against the scourge that is godless communism. For if we don't, if we wait, soon, very soon, it will be too late. We finally get a taste of victory, and now this. The new American president is an ignorant fanatic who wants to wipe us off the face of the earth. He has rallied the Allies and re-energized their will. We must strike swiftly before they can mobilize their forces. Are you ready, General? Of course. Commander, we are hitting the Central Allied Command Center at Geneva before they reinforce it. You will be leading the charge, and I will be following soon after with the full might of the Soviet military. That's it, then. Bottoms up, Nikolai. Commander, once again, the motherland owes you a great debt. You cannot be serious. We succeeded despite, not because of this so-called commander. And it's a good thing I arrived when I old General. He compromised the entire operation with his timid hesitation, and he nearly cost us their all, all. General Krukov has a tendency to overstep his authority. One day, he will go too far. Right now, however, we have a much more dangerous issue to deal with. We have evidence that the Americans are very close to creating a new kind of super weapon. Commander, this is Dr. Gregor Zelensky, possibly the greatest scientific mind of our time. Oh, Mordor was another, far great. Doctor, please, what can you tell us about this new technology? For the mere world, it holds a very destructive power far beyond anything that we have seen before. And you see, they lay out there. Commander, I need you to take this technology away from them before they harness it and use it against us. Comrade Dasha, reply, EA. My grandmother was a Cossack, and we Cossacks are not so easy to kill. Glad to see you up and down, sir. Thank you, Dasha. It is good to be alive. I was just about to congratulate the commander on his last operation. The crisis has been averted, and the advanced weapons technology is in our far more capable hands. I know you're in need of rest, sir, but I thought you should know that the Allies' European forces have retreated north to their airbase in Iceland. Thank you, Dasha. It's finally time to clear Europe of the Allied threat. They will be defending this base with everything they have. I'll send General Krukov again to join you in this battle. And while you are mopping up the last of those capitalist pigs, I will root out the enemy within. Welcome back, General. Thank you. Yes, my friend, you have been promoted. I'm sure Krukov's treachery was as much as a shock to you as it was to me. As my most trusted senior officer, I need you now to lead our forces against those who would destroy us.
Sir, we've detected Imperial forces still occupying some Soviet territories.
Let's let them be. For they will be nothing without their venerable leader, their emperor. Attack Mount Fuji, General. Show the Japanese people he is not a god, but flesh and blood. It is time for the Empire of the Rising Sun to set.
Things are not what they seem. When you hear what I have to say, you might believe I'm out of my mind, but I speak truth. Now, listen, Lisa, I have created a machine which allows man to travel through time. We have violated the space-time continuum, and the repercussion of this arrogant act have been catastrophic. Shevchenko should not have been premier, and the Empire of the Rising Sun would never have existed. No one knows about this except for you and me, Commander. My life is in great danger. You are a hero to the people. They will follow you if you show them that...
Commander, first of all, I want to congratulate you on such an important victory. The Empire of the Rising Sun has now joined the family of our glorious socialist republics. Though culturally they are a backward and superstitious people, technologically they are quite advanced. Dr. Zelensky has been delving into some of their secrets, and I'm sure he has some interesting insights. Dr. Zelensky? Dr. Zelensky? Where did he go? No matter, we have more work to do. It is time, my comrade, to deliver the final blow to the Allied cause. You are to meet the Supreme Allied Commander at Easter Island. Together, you will sign a treaty calling for an end to all armed conflict. I have convinced them that we as a nation are weary of war and that our people only want peace. We will sign this treaty. We will come together as brothers, and then we will crush them. Yes, General. It is a trap, and you, my friend, are the bait. Thank you, Commander, for so thoroughly and brutally dispatching my enemies. But now I'm afraid you have outlived your usefulness. You know just enough to be a threat to me, and with that, the future of the Soviet Republic. I will not say das vedanya, Commander. As I can assure you, we will never meet again.